The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to William Hill's Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Stone and today we're going to be looking ahead to some of Sunday's action. We've got one race to look at Ascot and two at Pontefract. I've been joined in the studio by Sean Quinn to preview the action. Afternoon, Sean.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you, mate.
We'll move on to those three races in just a moment. We'll start just with a bit of news. St Nicholas Abbey obviously was retired early this week because of injury. Had an operation to fix the leg, if you like. Mm-hmm. That worked, but has now got colic. Not a good time, really, is it, for connections?
No, I'm sure it's been a rather stressful week for St Nicholas Abbey's connections, of course. Principally, that have wanted to save the horse, and thankfully the first operation, as you said there, was successful. They're able to fuse the paston, so that was positive. But then the poor horse suffered a bout of colic, or is currently suffering a bout of colic, a twisting of the gut, and it's a very dangerous illness to occur in a horse, and potentially life-threatening. So, you know, it is very much a case of fingers crossed and, you know, really just hoping that he comes through it. He's been such a great racehorse with career earnings of over £5 million, I think. And, you know, it'd be wonderful if connections could save him for a career at stud, Alex.
No, certainly would be good. Would be the best of a bad situation, if you like. And obviously, we're recording this before the start of Saturday's racing, and it would have been nice to see St Nicholas Abbey running in the King George, but that's not the case.
Of course, it would. Yeah, he was, top class, and he'd have figured highly prominently in the betting for the King George. We'll never know what might have been, but at least connections can save us some of his very best moments. You know, he enjoyed a top class career on the racecourse over many seasons.
Absolutely. Okay, then we'll kick on to Sunday's action. We start at Ascot with the 3:05. It's a handicap over a mile and a half, and 11 are down to go to post. An interesting one here off bottom weight is Knave for David Simcock, who's won his last two starts.
Yeah, this horse, as you say, chasing a hat trick this afternoon, but this could be tough for him, being £4 out of the handicap. He's up £12 from his win, but in effect he's up £16 with him being £4 out of the handicap. And I think he might just struggle against some pretty decent horses. You know, this is the toughest race Knave has contested, and for me, Alex, I think he's got it all to do, to be honest. Against the likes of Rawaki, Setara, Bishop Rocco, and Voodoo Prince, you know, he's going to have a job on, and I'd be surprised if he were able to win this myself. I touched on Bishop Rocco there. I think he's very interesting. This is only his fourth career start. He was the winner of a Newbury Maiden first time up last year, and this season he's been fourth and third both times at Kempton. I'd imagine there's still a bit of improvement to come from Bishop Rocco, and he's one to keep on side. We touched on Voodoo Prince. He's been refitted with the cheek pieces. He was a winner three starts back at Ripon. Hasn't really gone on from there. He was a beaten favourite up at Hamilton and then was beaten last time out at Windsor. He's on a bit of a recovery mission, Voodoo Prince. And I'd take a watching brief with him this afternoon. Setara is very interesting. Setara's making her seasonal reappearance. She enjoyed a really good year last year. And she could still be open to improvement. Signed off with a win at Newmarket in a handicap. That was her best performance to date. And if she can carry that improvement forward into this year, then she's going to be a filly who could enjoy a good middle to back end. Rawaki was a winner last time out, and he'd have to be a player. That win came at Windsor. He's running off a mark of 97 this afternoon, up £7 for that win. But that mightn't be enough to stop him. I'd imagine he could and should get involved here. But the interesting horse for me is probably Bishop Rocco, and hopefully he'd be a nice enough price to be backing each way.
Okay, then Bishop Rocco, the unexposed horse of Roger Charlton's, should be available hopefully around the 4-5-1 mark, so fingers crossed for a decent price with that one. The next race that we'll look at is the 405 from Pontefract. We move up north for a listed contest. They are going over a mile. Nine are down to go to post, and there's a few in here that are quite interesting. We've got horses like Montras, who's been winning handicaps of late. Horses like Gabriel, who've been running in better races than this, and Trade Commissioner, who was very, very good last year, and we've only seen him once this year.
Yeah, that was a really good run from Trade Commissioner. He's still a lightly raced type. His first run this season came at Royal Ascot. He was seventh in the Royal Hunt Cup, Alex, and a repeat of that should see him go very, very close in this listed event. A good ride for Rab Havlin to pick up. Of course, William Buick is banned this weekend, so Rab Havlin has picked up a few nice rides, none more so than this Trade Commissioner, and he'd be the selection here. As you say, this is competitive enough. Gabriel's got to concede weight to the field, but on his day he's a real class act, and he's well up to winning this race. He's just had a bit of a problem almost getting himself motivated at times this year, and has been quite slow out of the stalls recently, so he'd almost like to back Gabriel after a furlong, just to see where he is in the race, and if he's travelling in the race. For that reason, I couldn't put him forward as a bet. As you say, Monras has done nothing but keep improving this season. He likes fast ground, but this is going to require a career best from him. Al-Sadi missed an event at Ascot on Friday, presumably in favour of this. This filly was third in the Hunt Cup, so strictly on form, she's got the beating of Trade Commissioner. But I think she could be a filly who's best at Ascot. All of her best runs have come at Ascot, and of course, she's only got one win to her name thus far. That came in a maiden as a two-year-old. So you're taking a little bit of a chance with Al-Sadi if you're backing her win only. And as I say, I'd be quite keen on Trade Commissioner here.
Okay, then Trade Commissioner for the Gosden team in the 405. The final race that we'll look at is the 440 from Pontefract. It's a handicap over 6. 10 are down to go to post. And an interesting one here is Colonel Mack, who has the proven class for David Barron. Paul Hannigan is an eye-catching jockey booking, and he's had a 71-day break.
Yeah, he is very interesting, isn't he? As you say, he's got plenty of ability, Colonel Mack, and isn't badly handicapped. He's been on a bit of a downward spiral over the last 12 months or so, but Paul Hannigan, a particularly eye-catching booking, wouldn't ride that many for David Barron, but yeah, that was the first thing I noticed. And from a good draw in stall 4, he could figure here, if bouncing back to something like his best. He's running off a mark of 86 here, and he's well up to competing off that sort of a mark. He may prefer a little more ease in the ground. That would be the one concern with Colonel Mack. Al Khan's another horse who's running particularly well of late. He was a winner two starts back. Oisin Murphy takes the ride this afternoon. His £7 claim will be a big help. And another to consider could be Johnny Cavagin at a price. The handicapper may have his measure, but he's a course and distance winner, and that's not to be underestimated here at Ponty. Of course, track form tends to repeat itself at the venue.
Certainly, it is a track where you need a bit of course form, if possible, and he's had one run here and one win. What's the selection going to be in this one then, Sean?
I'd probably go with Johnny Cavagin each way. I'd imagine he could be a nice enough price, and certainly if bouncing right back to his best, he'll get in the mix.
Okay then, Robert Winston takes the ride on Johnny Cavagin, and he's the each way pick in the 440. If you could just sum up your three picks there then, Sean, for the three races on Sunday.
Yeah, sure. We started Ascot with the 305, a mile and a half handicap, and I'm going to go with the lightly raced Bishop Rocco, representing Roger Charlton and James Doyle. That team are in fantastic form, and Bishop Rocco hopefully can keep improving. We then switched tack to Pontefract. The 405, the listed race, is the first one we looked at from the Yorkshire venue, and I'm going to side with Trade Commissioner to build on a promising seasonal reappearance at Ascot last time out, when finishing seventh in the Hunt Cup. Hopefully he can bounce back to his best and keep on improving even. And then we go to the sprint handicap, the 440, and I'm going to take a little bit of a chance with Johnny Cavagin. He could be an each way price. He's a course and distance winner, and has a squeak.
Okay, good stuff. Good luck with those, Sean.
Thank you, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.